Germany has sent a warship to the South China Sea for the first time in nearly 20 years to strengthen calls for international law to be maintained in the region. The warship, which left the port of Wilhelmshaven on Monday, will visit Australian shores in October before it sails through the contested waterway. It comes as other Western nations are expanding their military presence in the region to counter China's territorial ambitions. Talia Kreft asked James Goldrick, former Rear Admiral in the Australian Navy and adjunct professor at the Strategic Defence Studies Centre at ANU, why Western nations are now strengthening their military presence in the South China Sea.
The increase in the naval presence, it's not quite sudden, because in fact other navies such as the French Navy have been conducting more active operations in the South China Sea. And of course the German frigate Bayern, which sailed from Germany in the last couple of days, will be conducting a deployment basically all around Southeast Asia, and indeed it'll be visiting Australia as well. But I think there's what is behind it, as with the British presence, is a concern about the passage of events in the South China Sea and the possibility that we might get to a situation where China's excessive claims, which are not in accordance with the law of the sea, become accomplished fact. And I think the European powers are keen on sending a signal that they have concerns which they share with the states of Southeast Asia, Australia and the United States, Japan and India, as to this way the law of the sea isn't being followed. That, of course, is the Chinese nine-dash line claim, with the rather ambiguous claim to basically ownership of everything inside the nine-dash line, waters and features.
What is at stake for Germany here in asserting that it wants existing laws to be respected and doesn't accept China's territorial claims, but with China recently becoming its biggest trading partner, what fine line is Germany walking here?
I think it's the same fine line that many other countries are walking and that I think Australia's trying to walk. It's this idea that we want to cooperate with China, that people accept China's rise, you know, China's increasing economic strength and the potential benefits for other countries as well. But also to indicate that forcing a change in international law by coercion, ignoring the existing law, rather than moving to negotiate and seek consensus, is not the way to go.
Other countries, including Britain, along with France and Japan and Australia, have been expanding their presence in the region. How has China been receiving these gestures from Western nations?
I think there's a danger of overstressing the potential tensions and conflict. The South China Sea is a big place. It's nearly 1,800 kilometres north to south and about 1,300 to 1,400 kilometres east to west. So that's Brisbane to Hobart north to south and Sydney to Hobart east to west. It's a big place. And of course, China has a major naval base at Hainan, which adjoins the South China Sea. So it's hardly surprising China conducts naval exercises in its waters. And I'm not convinced that China's naval exercises, which were recently conducted, were actually in direct response to the UK passage, which is only happening as we speak. I think China has not been pleased about the response. And I think one of China's big concerns would probably be increasing indication of the way people are lining up. I'm not talking about making alliances or so on, but cooperating and effectively evincing the same attitude. I think China has very strong commercial economic interests with its fishing fleets, with its exploitation of the natural resources of the South Pacific, both Melanesia and Polynesia. And I think there is some element of strategic competition going on there.
The German warship will visit Australian shores first in October before it sails to the South China Sea. Why is this a valuable signal for Australia?
Well, Australia has a long-standing interest in the South China Sea, and it's important to remember about distances again that Darwin is closer to Singapore than Shanghai is to Singapore. So Australia is very much a nation that's involved in Southeast Asia. And indeed, our Navy has been if not a permanent, but certainly a regular, frequent presence for more than 100 years. And as I point out, in the First World War, when we started patrolling the South China Sea, we were actually chasing Americans. But what Germany's actions indicate is the shared concern of other nations who clearly would like to cooperate with China as much as they can. And I think that's an important signal because it really backs the Australian position that the South China Sea must not become a closed sea. Australia has no position on the claims to the features, in other words, the rocks. China has a claim, other countries have a claim. But Australia has a very strong view that the claim should be in accordance with the law of the sea, which is not the same thing as saying effectively everything within the nine dash line is blue land, which is a translation of some of the language that's been used in China about this subject. And that's what the Germans are saying as well. As I say, it isn't a position on claims to features, say in the Spratly Islands or to islands in the Paracel group. It's a statement about the interpretation of the law of the sea, which is not the same thing as saying effectively everything within the nine dash line is blue land, which is a translation of some of the language that's been used in China.
James Goldrick, former Rear Admiral in the Australian Navy and an adjunct professor at the Strategic Defence Studies Centre at ANU, ending that report by Talia Kreft.